coming to you live, literally, from my apartment. It's Rob Has a Live Show Finale Video Podcast. And here's the guy. Here's the guy who's the David Murphy to your Carolina. Rob Sestradino, hello everybody. Welcome to this first ever live show. I want to make sure that everybody is watching this. Hope everybody has a drink, like myself, like Nicole.
Bottoms up, guys.
Bottoms up. Nicole has an extra big martini.
Am I dripping?
Not yet. For the live show, congratulations are in order to our buddy Boston Rob, who is Jeff had it right, probably played the most dominant game in the history of Survivor. Mm-hmm. And it was pretty cut and dry. No controversy, no nothing, pretty straightforward about how, you know, it was expected to go.
Yes.
No shockers.
Definitely the right person won. Can you argue that?
I don't think you can. All right, so let's get some ground rules in order.
Okay.
So we are live on Ustream.com, Rob, also on RobHasAWebsite.com. We're going to be taking your phone calls, 818-659-5837. Sorry,
get it together.
There's a lot going on right now. There's a lot going on. So we're going to take your phone calls. Please, everybody, behave yourself. If not, we are going to send Philip Shepherd after you.
He is a special agent.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, so it seems like we have a lot of people, hundreds of people watching us right now.
Are there?
So
how can you tell?
I can tell because I'm looking at the console on Ustream.
Oh.
So lots of people are watching us live. Let's not waste any time. You want to take a phone call?
Let's do it.
Let's get right into it. Let's make sure this all works. Here we go. First caller of the night.
From 631, Long Island.
Yeah. Oh, hello. Are you there? Uh-oh. Hold on. My
state your name.
Hold on. My computer's on mute. Okay. Try it now. Are we working? Oh, my God. All right. We'll get... All right. Let me try this one. Oh, okay.
They don't want to talk to us.
All right. Here we go. First call tonight. 214.
Call from... To accept, press 1.
All right.
We'll accept it. Hello, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, who is this?
State your name.
This is Roddy Too Hottie.
Roddy Too Hottie, welcome to the post-finale live streaming podcast.
I thought it was very interesting about Rob showing the idol. There's a lot of controversy about whether it's good or bad to show the idol or to keep it hidden. It seemed to work out really good for Rob.
Everything worked out good for Rob. Give me the thing that didn't work out good for him.
But they didn't even show us that he told Ashley and Natalie that he had the idol.
Yeah.
That seemed to be a significant part of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They,
or the game, actually.
They did not show that. We've got another call coming in. Let's try another one of these calls. I don't know if we hung up on him or what.
Call from
Zach Morris.
Zach Morris.
This is Zach Morris.
Is he using his cell phone?
Okay. Yes, we'll accept that call. All right, caller, are you there?
Yes.
Is this Zach?
This is Zach.
Zach, how are you doing? Oh, no.
I'm doing good, Rob. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing great. That I'm hearing some strange sounds on my Skype. I thought we hung up on you.
Oh, no, we're good.
Okay, good. And I want to make sure, is everybody in the chat room able to hear the calls as well? Were you able to hear with the calls when you were listening before or no?
I wasn't in the chat room.
What?
You probably should be.
All right. Anyway, okay, let's keep going. We got a lot to do tonight.
All right.
So what's going on?
First of all, Rob.
Yes.
I want to say that second to Boston Rob, you are my favorite survivor ever.
I'll take it. Boston Rob might be the best survivor ever. So I'll take that. What did you think of his win? Were you happy tonight?
I thought that after 10 years of waiting, it finally happened. I think that he got screwed in Heroes vs. Villains and that he could have won that one, but it's about freaking time.
It's about time, that's right.
It is about time. Yeah, I'd like to know from you guys, are you happy for Boston, Rob, or you wish it was a different outcome, but they didn't really give you much else to root for.
That, unless you wanted to root for Matt.
Yeah. All right, well, Zach, thanks so much for the call, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate it, Rob, and I'm a big fan of the show.
Oh, thanks for listening.
Say hi to Slater.
Yeah.
All right, take care.
All right, let's take another call. Here we go. All right, let's find out. Boston Rob just won Survivor. Caller, are you there?
What are your thoughts?
Oh, wait. I have to... See, we've got sort of a weird setup. Let me explain the phone call situation. So you guys are calling a Google Voice number, and then that Google Voice number is connected to my Skype. So...
Okay, we have someone now.
Okay. Here we go.
Call from Mayor Jeffrey. To accept, press 1.
We will
to send a voicemail, press
accept.
1.
Accept.
Jeffrey, how are you doing, buddy?
Hello, how are you doing, Rob?
Hello.
We're doing great. How are you doing? Are you excited for Boston Rob tonight?
I am. I am very pleased.
Yes.
If it couldn't be Rob C, it's got to be Rob M.
It's got to be the other Rob.
Yes. Very. We're happy Rob. That A Rob has finally won Survivor.
The Rob that doesn't suck.
The Rob that doesn't suck has finally won.
All right, well, I'm very happy for that, and I'm hoping I listened to your previous podcast, and what I want to know is, Rob, how do you think they'll tweak this new Redemption Island twist, the South Pacific?
Yeah.
Yeah, we discussed this the other day.
Very interesting about the new season of Survivor South Pacific. It seems that, like they said, what, 16 players, it seemed
16 players, going back to
and
basic.
Two people are going to return?
Yes.
Interesting.
I'd like to hear who you guys think it is.
I have to say, this was not what I was hearing through
the
Survivor gossip mill.
It wasn't the rumors.
Gossip mill.
The rumor mill, yeah.
I was hearing other crazy things.
Uh-huh.
But, yeah, this is very exciting. We're dying to find out what it's going to be. And who are these two people that are going to come back?
I have an announcement.
Yes, what is your announcement,
It's Rob
Nicole?
And Nicole.
Nicole is not a previous Survivor.
Oh, I'm not. I forgot.
Yes. So
it's got to be a guy and a girl, though, right?
You would think so. Is this a little bit of a Stephanie and Bobby John thing going on?
Yeah, but not those two, hopefully.
I hope it is.
I think Stephanie's pregnant.
I hope it's Survivor Guatemala Part 2.
Yeah, because that was good.
Yeah. Okay, well, Jeff, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you, Rob, and Nicole, have a great evening.
Oh, you too.
Thanks so much. All right, Nicole, we're getting the hang of these things.
All right, we're doing it.
Let's talk a little bit about this reunion show.
Yes. A lot happened. Mm-hmm.
Did you think that Philip came off good during the reunion show?
I did. I think that he was calm. He wasn't, you know, his stories weren't completely out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady in the audience helped.
Yes. What was that about? Where'd they find her?
They tracked her down.
Did she volunteer to come out and be somebody who would vouch for Philip?
Philip gave them her phone number. Oh. Like, how else would they find her?
I guess so. Philip was like, here, call my friend. She'll tell you all you need to know.
Because really, aren't federal agents hard to track down, you would think?
Yeah. So I read that it's awkward that I'm looking at the camera and you're looking at me.
Hmm?
That's what I read in the chat room.
Where should I look?
I don't know. Where do you guys want us to look on a web show? If this was a TV show, we should probably look at the camera.
Okay.
But, here we go. Let's try the 443.
Call from...
Hubert.
Hubert?
Press 1.
We'll take it. All right. Is this...
Hey, hello.
Hello.
This is Jeremy.
Jeremy.
Great job on the podcast. I love what you guys are doing there.
Thank you.
And,
did you say your name was Hubert on the phone?
Yeah, that's right. That's my Twitter name in the chat and all that.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so sorry about that. But, yeah, real name is Jeremy. Don't worry about that. Just want to say I thought reunion was, really kind of boring. A lot of people talking that nobody really cared about. That's what I was really seeing there.
Yeah, I do have
kind
to say... Yeah, Jeremy, I think you bring up a good point. I did think the show was a little anticlimactic. It was like you really got to the point where, you know, I've been saying all season, I have to eat some crow because I thought that they were – what do you do?
I'm listening.
I say I am going to eat some crow, and you, like, light up.
And you just spit.
Okay. It was worth it. And why does that make you so excited that I was wrong?
I'm paying attention to your words.
I don't know. And I'm glad everybody can see some of Nicole's reactions during the show.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say that I really thought that at the end of the day, Rob was going to get some payback from the jury, and it wasn't going to be this easy.
Hey, people, open up. There's been a photo put out for a man.
Hey, sir. What's going on there, Jeremy?
Is there a party?
That's a great point you got.
Thank you. But I never thought it was going to be this easy for Rob. I thought at some point it was going to be difficult.
Natalie
said
more.
And it was never difficult. Yeah.
She got parodied.
Like, the jury got up there, and they were like, man, it's Philip and Natalie.
What did Natalie do? Because of their creepy relationship?
Yeah. Yeah, good stuff, Jeremy.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man.
All right, thank you. Thanks for listening, buddy. Take care. All right, Nicole, we're off to a flying start here.
Yes.
Timmy T1 says, Rob, can I get a shout-out from you or Nicole? Do you want to give him a shout-out?
What is his name? Timmy? Timmy
yeah.
T?
What? Timmy T? Yeah. So let's give out the number one more time. I see people are looking for it. It's on the Rob has a website page on there. I'm actually not going to give out the number because it's too distracting.
Okay.
We got calls coming in. Let's take them. All right, let's go out to the 781.
Rory?
Rory?
Rory.
That's fun.
I'm a grown-ass man.
Hello, is this Rory?
Yeah, what's going on, Rob?
Is this Rory from Survivor Vanuatu?
This is from Boston, actually.
From Boston.
Oh, okay.
So it's Boston celebrating right now.
We're going nuts right now. It's like the Patriots won the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah,
real quick.
Okay, go for it.
All right, well, real quick, I want to say, Rob, I think you and I could be really good friends off the air, you know?
Oh, a bromance?
I think I want to come on the podcast sometime.
Ah.
Okay, what do you want to talk? What do you want to talk about? What should we do?
I just think, like, you, me, Sarah Fishbox, and Nicole can have a real good time talking about, you know, talking about what's going on with Survivor, reality TV, Mob Wives, Bad Girls Club. But my question is, why is Adam Scott from Party Down in the audience?
Was he?
Who was it?
I would say Adam Scott from Parks and Rec.
Uh-huh.
But he wasn't in the audience?
Exactly. So he's also on Parks and Rec. Yes, exactly.
The chat room is saying you're sucking major kneecaps right now, Rory.
I will suck as many kneecaps as it takes to get on the podcast.
You're on it right now.
That's what I'm saying. I'll suck 10 kneecaps to get on the podcast. Is that what it takes?
That's five people.
It's a lot of sucking.
Actually, yeah. So, I'm reconsidering that. Five people may be too much for my mouth.
Yeah. Where are you moving to?
I'm just trying to get in front of the camera and read the chat room because they want us to answer some questions.
Okay. Did you have a question about Adam Scott, or do you want to hypothesize about why Adam Scott from Parks and Rec was there?
Well, honestly, I think that must be dating Survivor to be in the audience.
Ooh.
At that.
You think there could
right?
be a... He could be dating a former Survivor. I don't think so.
Well, I saw Sash there, and I figured he'll probably be on the next episode, right?
Sash? I feel like that would be a little bit of a stretch. And we like Sash.
I love Sash.
Sash is a good guy.
He is like the nicest guy
you'll
ever
meet. But that seems like a little bit of a reach. If they're bringing only two people back, that one of them is Sash. Seems like...
You're right. Hey, Rob, real quick.
Yes.
Was David Murphy the most overrated
good
Survivor
question.
Ever?
Good question. Well, you know, it was all season long. Jeff, you know, people talked about David Murphy and he was so great. And then he got voted off. And Jeff was like,
he was in love
like
with
David Murphy, I hope this guy comes back. He
we
was great.
Back, yeah.
He was amazing. I mean, Stephen Fishback almost had an aneurysm about the whole thing. And then could it have been because he put Rob over so much? Like, he campaigned for Rob at the final tribal council. Is that why Jeff loved David Murphy so much?
I completely agree. It's like the puzzle master is doing nothing in the puzzles. But I got to say this real quick while I finish.
All right.
Probably, this is the last time I'll ever be on the podcast.
Oh, don't say that. Come on, Rory.
Calling into this was like winning a radio station promotion.
Oh. Except you get nothing.
Except you get nothing.
Am I caller 10? I think I'm caller 10 right now.
Yeah.
All right, have a good night, guys.
All right, take care, Rory. Bye. Oh. Nicole, I hope all the callers are so enthusiastic.
Yes, so they have some theories on the in the chat room of who is coming back.
Yes.
And Stephen and Courtney.
Stephen and Courtney? Yes. Are they going to be on the same tribe?
No, they're against each other.
I'd love to hear some theories of who the returning people are.
Yes. Well, there's one. And then there's Coach and Suri.
Coach and Suri?
Coach and Suri.
Hmm. Could it be could Philip be one of them?
I hope not.
Could it be one? All right, let's get another call going. Let's see. All right, the phone lines are open if we want to take a call.
Do we have any calls?
Yeah, not one right this second.
Oh, okay.
The thing is, like in the past, we've done Blog Talk Radio where there's like a switchboard and people are on hold.
Right.
There's no on hold with this. This is just, you're calling a phone number. If we don't pick it up, you're going to get voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
If we pick it up, you're going to be on the air.
Okay, so let's do some Survivor talk if we have nobody calling in right now.
Yeah. Okay, what do you want to talk? I feel the thing about this finale is that I feel like there just isn't much to discuss. Now, I know that sucks because we have a live show.
Right.
But, I mean, I feel like it was Rob's season. Like, was there anything that anybody could have done differently? Like,
Well, let's talk about the girls. Could they have, really mixed it up a little bit?
I guess so. Now, what you started talking about this earlier, about that apparently Rob told the girls that he had the idol
right.
at some point.
Right. After the merge, he said that, or the girls said that Rob told them that he had the idol.
Yeah. All right, let's take another call here. This is from the 360.
Call from?
McKay Lasco.
Oh.
Accept, press 1. To send a voice.
Hello, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yes, how's it going? Please call or turn down your radio.
I had you on. I'm actually a little bit delayed, I guess, but thanks for taking my call.
Oh, no problem. So what did you think of the show tonight?
I enjoyed it. It was a little boring because it was kind of anticipated, but there was a couple things I thought were pretty funny.
Okay.
First of all, did Matt try and cut his hair to look exactly like Fabio? Was that
on
purpose?
Yeah. I don't know. He did look very Fabio-esque.
Oh, but he did look really dreamy with his short hair.
You like Matt better with the short hair?
Better with the short hair.
Interesting.
Yes. I think the ladies will agree.
That's surprising.
Yeah. What else struck you as humorous tonight?
The other thing is what a lot of people are talking about is that, which is funnier to you, the fact that Ralph voted for Philip or that he can't spell Philip's name?
Well, which is more surprising, I think, is the better question.
Not surprising that it would be a misspelled
right.
Philip. A little surprising.
Yeah, not a surprise at all.
Ralph never fails to surprise.
No, never at all. It's too bad because I think that Rob deserved to have the clean sweep. It's still few to happen. But other than that, I'm glad that Rob won. I think he deserved it, obviously.
Yeah.
He definitely is a deserving winner. You can't even argue that there was any other person. Like, the jury got it right.
The jury was a bunch of bitter beavers, but not towards Rob.
Yeah.
Do you think they voted for Rob because of what David said at the end, or do you think they actually wanted to vote for Rob?
I don't think it hurt.
I think it helped, yeah. I think David definitely helped him.
Yeah. I mean, there was nobody from... It just wasn't competitive. This was like watching a Super Bowl where it was like, 45-10.
Right.
You know, he just won it going away. It was like, you know, you went into that final tribal council. Okay, maybe the jury's going to be bitter, but it just was like, it was a blowout.
Right. If he was
wasn't the 2007 Patriots.
No, Boston Rob.
As you stated earlier.
Yes, I thought that Boston Rob was going to play this perfect game and then lose in an upset to one of these guys like Matt or an Andrea or Mike or something like that. And I was wrong about that. 19-0 for Boston Rob.
Yeah, perfect. Well, I'm pretty excited about the next season. And you said you had an announcement for us. Maybe it involves you. Maybe it involves you being on TV again. I don't know.
Wait, I have an announcement? I don't think I have an announcement.
Didn't you say earlier when you
said you were going to
have some news for us?
I had thought that I had heard rumors of what one thing was going to be for the for this next upcoming season. And, this is how the Survivor rumor mill goes.
Right.
Often totally off the mark.
Sometimes they're on it.
Sometimes. On the mark. And this was way off. So, it just goes to show you don't know. That was the one surprising thing.
Yes. So they're saying in the chat room that the rumor is that you're pregnant.
Yes.
Yeah.
I am pregnant. So, I'm with child, and hopefully my kids won't make a lot of noise during the next Survivor finale.
Hopefully,
but you never know. Okay.
Well, congratulations on your child, and thanks for taking my call.
Thanks a lot. Thanks for listening. All right, let's go right into another call. Here we go. Let's hang up one call.
Okay.
And then let's grab the next one.
Awesome. Someone says, Rob, you're totally hot.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Hello, are you there? Sometimes, you know, this isn't the most professional setup we have on taking these phone calls. So it looks like it drops the phone calls once in a while. It was definitely a bizarre night.
Yes.
But not a good night for Natalie Tenorelli.
I felt really bad for her. The poor girl is 19 years old, and she really took a beating at the final tribal council, and I don't think she really deserved it.
I do.
You do?
I think she deserved it.
Why?
Because she just did nothing the whole game. I mean, I'm sure she's nice, but it was just no fun having her out there.
Yeah. I don't know. She was a loyal soldier to Boss and Rob. The whole point, you know, you make alliances and you stick with them.
Yeah.
Right? And that's what she did.
Yeah.
She made some good decisions because, look, it got her to the end.
You know, Boss and Rob sitting next to Natalie Tenorelli, he's really sat next to the one person that she made Amber look like Richard Hatch.
Why, are you saying she's hot?
What? How do you get that out of that?
Oh, during the Tribal Council.
During Survivor.
Oh, okay. Ooh, excuse me.
How do you get that?
Because they're all saying that she's hot.
Okay. Well, how does that make Amber? Oh, so she's so attractive, she's made.
Yeah. Amber, that's what I
like,
thought.
Harrison looked like Richard.
That's what I thought you were getting at. And that wasn't very nice.
Please. Richard might be watching us tonight.
Hi, Richard.
Hello to Richard if you're watching. I think Richard was going to be on Celebrity Apprentice tonight.
Yeah, someone right. just said, mission accomplished. We have a confused Nicole.
Yeah.
Light tap.
Light tap indeed. So Andrea was the person that came back from Redemption Island. All of us had...
Never would have guessed it.
Had Matt. Some people had Mike being the person to come back from Redemption Island. But it was Andrea that came back to the surprise of probably a lot of people.
Yes.
And then I said, okay, my pick is back in the game.
And then you said, my pick is gone.
My pick's back out of the game. So, unfortunately, it looked like Andrea, out of the three of them, while Ashley was good at the challenges, Andrea seemed like she was the one that had the most strategy.
Yeah, and you really saw that when she tried to get in the heads of the girls when, you know, it was really brilliant that she went and said, you know, this is what they're saying on Redemption Island. Like, that was that was brilliant.
Yeah. Unfortunately, just not brilliant enough.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's see. We have phone lines open. I've got so many things blown up on my Skype right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's no joke. We have, if this is correct, we have, you know, hundreds of people watching this show,
mm-hmm.
and we're cruising here.
Okay.
Can you believe that? We're a half an hour after the Survivor finale.
Yes.
Boston Rob had a clean sweep, won $1.1 million, and it's all happening.
It's all happening, that's
right.
Yeah.
We're also going to have, we're going to talk with some of the survivors tomorrow morning. We are all set up to have two time slots to talk with the survivors tomorrow morning. I don't know who we're going to be speaking with tomorrow morning. Well, of course, we're hoping to talk to Rob, but we haven't heard from CBS yet about who is going to be speaking with us. But we do know who's going to speak with us right now. They're calling from the 613.
Mateo
von Hodfelder?
Uh-oh, I'm a little nervous.
He's joining us?
Nervous.
Mateo, are you there?
I'm here.
Is this Mateo von Hodfelder? Mateo von Hodfelder, is that you? Can you hear us?
Yeah, Hodfelder, absolutely. How are you guys?
We're great.
Good.
How are you doing?
I finally got through. Great. This is awesome.
Yeah, what's going on with the phone line? Is it tough to get through?
I don't know. I had to call a bunch of times. I guess I'm watching this on a lag, and suddenly, like, you guys are talking to me. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, it definitely seems like...
I might have to fire both you guys if this keeps happening, you know?
Yeah, well, thanks for all the great tweets and posts on the website.
Not a problem. I'm loving the podcast. It's been a great season with you guys. Nicole, you look beautiful tonight.
Oh, whoa. Rob,
you're
very
smart, man. I wasn't sure, did you borrow that shirt from John Fincher? Or, like, what's going on?
They share clothes.
Yeah. Yeah. So what
guys,
do you
I just want to disagree that it was a boring finale. I thought it was the greatest finale of all time. I thought it was fun, man.
Oh, we haven't really talked about Russell a lot tonight. Now, I thought Russell came off very good at first.
And then he just ruined it.
He was the most gracious loser of all time. Good. He shook Rob's hand. He congratulated him. I thought it was great.
Yeah, it was like Russell took one step forward and then he took like four steps back and he's going after Steve.
There was no
reason.
Yeah,
well, you know, he's Russell. He's got to do that still.
So. Yeah.
And what is with Russell with the, why is he like Hamlet every time? They're like, Russell, would you come back on Survivor? I don't know. What?
Will I do it? Will I won't? I don't know.
Yeah, what else is Russell working on?
Yeah, Russell, you're not doing anything else.
Renovating houses?
Oh, he's doing A&E, right? He's got that show.
Yeah, we'll see.
Or the History Channel.
We'll see how long that's going to last for. Mateo, well, thanks so much for giving us a call, buddy.
Oh, thanks for all the support.
No problem. I look forward to I'm happy that you guys are going to be doing a dating advice podcast. I really want advice this summer.
We
said
we were going to do that?
We're going to be causing the divorce rate is going to skyrocket.
Yeah, if you want to have a successful relationship like this one, look at us.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, I know lots of people are trying to get through, so I just want to say thanks for the great podcast, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, thanks, Mateo.
Thanks, buddy.
All right.
Peace out.
Yeah, good stuff.
Yes.
So Russell,
let's talk about this.
Yeah, and we think Russell was devastated that he was the 2-time fan favorite.
Did he really think that he was gonna get it?
I don't know.
I'm gonna say yes that he did.
He might have.
Yes.
And do you think that Russell like is like, I'm a 2-time fan favorite. Boston Rob's only a 1-time fan favorite.
Yeah, definitely. Absolutely.
Was Russell sucking Boston Rob's kneecaps?
He was sucking his kneecaps. There was definitely kneecap sucking.
Yeah. Did you think Jeff was over the top about Rob's win tonight?
Did you expect anything less?
I actually didn't think Jeff was too bad. I definitely could have imagined worse in my head.
Yes.
I didn't think that Jeff was too bad.
What did you think when he told Amber to skedaddle out of the way?
I thought that was very...
like, skedaddle, he's mine.
Yeah. Were you surprised that Amber didn't even get to talk during this finale?
Yeah, actually, I was.
You would think they would have said, hey, okay, let's go down, let's talk. I mean, we talked to that lady that Philip knew.
Yeah, she got more airtime. And they didn't even talk to Francesca. They didn't talk to Christina. They didn't talk to a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Jeff Probst, he doesn't care anymore.
Oh, stop it.
No, back in the day, he used to talk to everybody.
Well, he used to try to talk to everybody.
Just spit again.
Okay, all right, but did I spit on you? Do you have to say it stop the show every time?
Yeah.
No, you don't. But I think there was more of an effort. Now it's sort of like... look, and they don't. The survivors. Everybody wants to get asked a question. I know some of the Nicaragua people were upset last season.
And I think they're going to be upset
all right.
In this season.
Here we go. Let's take another caller.
Call from.
Kaz.
Kaz.
Press 1.
Kaz, how are you doing, buddy?
I am awesome. How are you guys doing?
Fantastic.
Yeah, we're doing great. And yeah, thank you for having the patience to get through on the phone line.
Yeah, no problem. I want to congratulate you guys. You've come to a new level. You've reached Brenchel now on the Ustream channel.
Ha, ha,
you are
ha,
the
ha.
New
I don't think
I
did
love
we
it.
Did we say when we were at the reality rally that we were in the in an elevator with Brenchel?
No,
at one point?
we didn't tell any Brenchel stories.
Just real quick, we were in the elevator with Brenchel, and they were like, you know, sort of like the whole weekend, like. You know, too cool for everybody.
Yeah.
And they were like in the elevator with us, and they were what they said like we were on
a show.
No, they like said like we were on like Extreme Makeover, and we're like
oh we didn't even acknowledge them.
Yeah, we're like ha ha ha. Anyway, Kaz, so what'd you think of the show tonight? Were you happy with Boston Rob?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't surprised he won. I think you know, I know you were pissing that for a while, but when they put that see Boston Rob like almost crying last episode where he's talking about, oh, I've been trying to do this for 10 years.
Yeah.
Who was the editors giving him an old fashioned, and they were, you know.
In the chat room, people were asking why I haven't done a Boston Rob impression yet.
Let it roll.
Hey, I won Survivor. I've been playing for 987 days. I played 8 times, and now I finally won.
And now
I can tell my wife to shut up because I'm the winner.
I'm the best.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I doubt the Rob and Amber house is anything like the Rob and Nicole house. But if Nicole had won Survivor and I hadn't, I'm sure that would be just like every
fight,
every argument would just be like, well, I won. Now
you
like,
think you're smart? I won Survivor.
Yeah. Okay. Well, take that. Now I won too. That's what I would be like if I was Boston.
But I'm assuming the Mariano house is not like the Sestrinino house.
Hey, take that. Now I won too. And I won fan favorite.
Big Frankie. He's asking how long until Ashley is in a porno. Inappropriate.
It was all in all about what we expected, and Elrod really disappointed me.
You can lie for 10 duels. That's pretty good, right?
I guess so. And I guess it turns out God does like Boston Rob after all.
Apparently.
Yeah. God is a Boston Rob fan.
And God doesn't like Matt anymore.
Yeah.
He gave up on Matt.
He's over him. Oh. Well, Kaz, thanks so much for calling in, my buddy.
Hey, I got to make one request real quick.
Yes.
I hate to steal David Healy's thunder, but
you have a boner?
I know you're going to interview Andrea tomorrow, so I want to pull with David Murphy and ask if she would marry me.
Oh.
So if you could take care of me, great.
Okay, so you want, now, did you say Andrea or Ashley so we don't get confused?
No, Andrea, not Ashley.
Okay.
All right, Andrea, will you marry Kaz tomorrow?
Yeah, and just, you know, I don't care what the answer is, as long as she responds to it, that's good enough for me.
Does she have to say your name?
Yes, get her to say my name. Okay. That, then
say
I will
my
be
name,
very
bitch.
David as I'm listening to the podcast. Yeah.
Do not have a David Healy while listening to this podcast. All right, well, Kaz, thanks so much for the call.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, take care. Ooh, the first David Healy mention.
Yes.
I think there's a good chance that's going to happen.
Are we going to talk to Andrea?
Well, I think we'll talk to Andrea.
Or mention David Healy.
No, I think that she's going to... She may accept that marriage proposal.
She might. But was she digging on Matt? I didn't get that. When Probst asked her.
More importantly, is she digging on Kaz? That's what we got to know.
We'll find that out tomorrow.
Yeah.
But during the reunion, was there something going on? Are they dinging?
Are Matt and Andrea dinging?
Yes.
I don't believe so. And, yeah, I don't think so. I mean, and he's very religious. He's a virgin, right?
God doesn't like dinging before marriage.
God doesn't like dinging. The only dinging he wants to hear is wedding bells.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Yeah, they're making Jesus babies.
Oh, yes. Immaculately conceiving them.
Oh, someone wants to know how come I didn't wear my slutty princess costume. Because that's for Halloween.
Yeah. Okay. let's see. Who haven't we talked about yet tonight? Did we talk about Ashley and how you didn't like her hair?
I liked it blonder. But let's talk about Ashley and her, her slight attitude.
Well, let's grab a caller.
Okay.
All right, let's go ahead.
To accept, press 1.
Is it Carlos?
Send a voice.
Hello, who is this? Oh.
Are you there?
Hello?
Call from Tracy.
Tracy.
Oh, it's our first female caller of the night. But hello, Tracy, are you there? Skype's being a little buggy right now.
Yeah, Tracy, call back. We need some girl power.
Yeah, sorry about that, and I apologize that the phone line isn't working. Isn't totally streamlined yet.
Yes.
Still working out the kinks. We need a specialist to come in.
If only we knew one.
And help out with the phone. Oh, here's a good one. Matthew von Erfelder wants to talk about who looks better on and off the island. You want to go through the go down the list real quick?
Let's do it.
All right. Natalie Tenorelli.
Off.
Better look.
She looked good on the island, but she's hot.
Yeah, you she's love hot. Natalie Tenorelli.
I love Natalie, yeah.
And,
she's a 19-year-old girl. How many 19-year-olds do you know that can handle what she just did?
What did she do?
What did she do? She was just on
she
Survivor.
She didn't do anything.
You need to give her a little bit more
No credit. She mm-hmm. didn't do anything.
What do you guys think? Did Natalie do anything?
Would you have voted for Natalie?
No, I'm not saying I would have voted for her. I wouldn't have reamed into her like Julie, but I don't think she did nothing.
I would have voted for Philip before I voted for Natalie.
Okay, I wouldn't have.
But what did she do that you would... what are you giving her credit for?
I think, you know, she was smart enough to make an alliance with Boston Rob, stick to it to the end. She didn't go with Ashley. She didn't go with Grant.
But if she did any of those things, she might have won the game.
She probably would have been voted out.
No, she wouldn't have. She would have voted out Rob, and she would have maybe won.
I don't know. She could have been the next one gone.
In your best case scenario, where she did everything Rob told her to do,
uh-huh.
she got zero votes
from
the jury.
I don't think that she could have won regardless, but...
She could have gotten one vote if Rob wasn't there.
Maybe if the jury wasn't so bitter also, she
would have gotten... If the final three was Natalie, Ashley, and Phillip, she gets one vote?
If I'm sorry?
All right, hold on. Let's talk to somebody...
Frank Clark.
Oh, Frank Clark.
Press 1 to send a voicemail. Press 2.
All right, Frank Clark, are you there?
I am here.
Yes, Frank Clark joins us on the podcast.
That was brutal. I was starting to get nervous, guys.
What with the phone line is just tough to get through.
Yeah, but I'm pretty obsessive, so I knew I'd get you. It might be
you,
1
Clark.
In the morning your time, but I'd get you.
Frank Clark, you have a sexy voice.
Oh, yeah. Tell my wife that, will you?
Throw on the phone.
Okay. I got 3 quick points.
All right.
I know you got a lot of callers.
All right, here we go. Point number 1 from Frank Clark.
Point number 1. I was honestly embarrassed for both Natalie and Phil at the final tribal council. My wife looks at me. She's like, this is getting uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, they were basically making an argument to vote for Rob. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And then point 2... how awkward was that proposal? Oh my gosh!
It was an
bad
awkward
for
proposal.
David.
I thought she was going to say no.
It seemed like she wanted to, and she came off. And you guys may have met her. I don't know.
Yes,
but she
we
came
have.
Off
we
like
have. We've met David Murphy and Carolina. Seen them together.
Okay, so she probably just maybe came off poorly, but I was just like, is she, like, from the ghetto, or is she, like, low class or something?
Well, we
she
should
was
ask,
just act, maybe she was just nervous.
We should ask Nicole, because Nicole's very good friends with Carolina, aren't you?
I guess so.
Nicole and Carolina really bonded one night.
I don't remember it.
That
I think you guys should do a podcast about that event. That sounds interesting.
Yes, maybe I can remember.
Do you have any pictures on your iPhone of you and Carolina?
I do. I don't know where they came from.
Go get your phone.
No, I'm not showing
Carolina.
I'm not showing any of those pictures.
You're incriminating Carolina pictures.
Yeah, there's a picture of me and David Healy. Apparently we're BFFs.
No, David Murphy.
David Murphy.
And then my last point real quick is there any question that the returning players... Don't you think it's got to be Matt and Andrea the way they... I don't know. Who else could it be?
Frank Clark, you're alone on a redemption island with that one. Matt and Andrea coming back.
Yeah, seriously.
Oh.
I just think, why else was he... First of all, Jeff just makes things so much more awkward. Like, are you guys an item? What is it? I'm like, what? This is so weird. And, like, it just seemed the way he focused on them. I don't know. I could be wrong, but it's like last time they brought back Stephanie and Bobby John from Guatemala the previous season, and that seemed like from out of totally nowhere. So to me, Matt was a bigger character this year. He makes more sense, and Andrea is like, you know, his one friend on the show, even though she stabbed him in the back. I don't know.
Yeah, actually has brains.
I can't imagine
overall,
Matt versus Andrea.
I definitely think Andrea was the only chick on the show with a brain, though, and I'm glad she came off as such in the final.
Yeah. I like Andrea. I hope we get to talk to her tomorrow.
I hope so, too.
Yeah, I like her, too.
So
I like her, too.
Yeah.
Overall, I thought the finale was pretty good, you know, even though it was pretty uneventful, but we all knew it was going to happen, so... But I'm glad he finally won. I know that the general public is, like, ecstatic over this. Like, regular, you know, not-so-hardcore fans like us, that they're just casual viewers, they're all ecstatic. Like, all the people I know that aren't obsessive with it, they're all super excited about it. So
I guess most people are happy tonight. Mm-hmm. I have no problem with Rob winning. I just wish it was a bumpier road to get there, you know, and not so much of a coronation.
And just handing it to him. Like, they handed him the check on day one.
Yeah, it was like, you know, everybody just like, you know, he just was like a hot knife through butter, and I wish that it was a little bit more of a, you know, compelling win. But
yeah,
happy
absolutely.
For Rob, and he did a great not taking anything away from him.
Me neither, but not only did they hand him the win with the casting, like just surrounding him with just buffoons, but like they handed him the win like almost on a red carpet with like, here's the most food we've ever given a cast of Survivor. Here's like a toolkit to build a house.
Yeah.
You know, just here's all the luxuries and comforts you could ever imagine. You know, like they were living in a house that's like, you know, when I first got out of college, I wasn't living in a place that nice, you know, so.
Yeah. Good call.
It certainly wasn't too hard for him. And then Mike is like talking about how he's comparing it to Afghanistan. I'm like, man, what the heck's going on?
Yeah.
he wouldn't have made it on like seasons one or two or three or whatever, you know?
Yeah. All right, well, good stuff, Frank.
All right, take care, guys. Yeah, have a good night.
Call.
Bye, Frank.
Bye. All right, Nicole, there you have it.
There
Frank
you have
Clark.
It. Yes. So I'm glad I finally got to speak with him.
You finally got to talk
finally.
To Frank Clark. I'm very interested in hearing what people think are going to be these two people, because I'm a little floored.
Who do you think it's going to be? Because they're asking in the chat room
Who do I think it's going to be? I mean, I'm really...
You know, gun to your head.
Gun to
Who's
my head.
Who's coming back?
It's just not two people that it makes sense. It's like, I feel like if a gun was to my head, I'd say Philip and Coach.
That's a good one.
That would be the good one. That would be the one that I would say.
Yeah.
Let's see. Let's take another call. See if we can get
call
to the bottom
from.
Of this. Okay.
To accept, press 1.
We'll
to
accept.
Send a voicemail, press 2.
Yeah. Caller, are you there?
Hi.
Hello, who's
Hi,
this?
Hi, who is this?
Hi, this is Akash.
This is who?
This is Akash.
Oh, Akash.
Hi,
how
are you?
Hey, I'm good. I'd just like to say I love your podcast, first of all.
Oh, well, thank you very much for listening.
Yeah, and I just want to throw in my two cents about Robin Russell and the new season of Survivor.
Okay.
Go for it.
Well, regarding the new season, I think it's sort of a cop-out that they're going back to Samoa.
People are upset about this.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of people are upset in the chat room and, you know, on the internet. People are upset about going back to Samoa.
Yeah, and the name of the season, it just doesn't have a ring to it. Like, Survivor Nicaragua sounded like Survivor. Survivor South Pacific just doesn't sound right.
Sounds like a musical.
Yeah, it sounds like
a bad musical.
Right.
Yeah.
And about, I also have something to say about Robin Russell.
Yeah.
I'm actually not happy that Rob won.
Really? Okay.
And I do think he deserved to win, but I'm not happy that he won.
Then why is that?
He doesn't seem like the type of person that I would get along with in real life. So he did deserve to win.
Okay.
Boston Rob, wouldn't you get along with?
Yeah, I don't know.
Are you a Yankee fan?
He seems like the type of person who would charm you in real life and then sort of betray you.
Oh, right. I don't think he would ever do that. Right. Come on. That would never happen to somebody in their real life.
That would never happen.
I don't know. Look, no, I'm talking about Boston Rob, not you.
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and about Russell, I actually like his gameplay sort of better than Rob's.
Okay.
Because he's not afraid of who he is. Like, he'll tell you, like, I will stab people in the back. And he doesn't charm people. He's all business.
And he's never
Boston
won.
Rob will charm you and then stab you in the back.
Yeah. I do think to win the game, you do have to be charming, though.
Yes.
And going
Yeah,
back,
I guess that's a good point.
Yeah.
Going back to the Venn diagram
The dorkagram.
Between, there are three aspects to the game, social, physical,
yes.
and strategic.
Yes.
And I said Boston Rob only had two of those three things, and he proved me wrong this season. I think he's a triple threat.
But it's only taken him four seasons.
Okay, well.
To complete it.
Maybe not Boston Rob 1.0, but Boston Rob 4.0.
Yes.
It's like, he's, you know, it's not like Windows Vista. He's actually figured this thing out by now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, at least he has figured it out.
Yeah.
Do you think Boston Rob will ever come back?
He has nothing to gain by going
he's
back
done,
again.
He's done, yeah.
If I'm Boston Rob...
How about Russell?
Yes.
Russell's going to go back again,
yes.
Yeah. But he's not going to be one of the two people.
How do you think he'll fare this time?
Russell?
He will never win.
Russell needs to take, like, a while off from Survivor. Russell needs to go back and, like...
He needs to go to some therapy.
You know, come on.
No, I mean, really, he needs to just, you know, figure it out.
I don't know. I think Russell just needs to chill out a little bit.
Yeah, therapy helps.
Yeah, I guess so. Therapy couldn't hurt. It couldn't hurt, but I don't know if that's... I don't want to make it sound like he's, like,
He's not
unstable.
Crazy. He's not crazy.
Yeah, and not N-word crazy.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. Well, good call. Thanks a lot.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I've been trying to get through for a while.
I know. I know it's tough to get through.
We appreciate the patience.
All right.
Yeah, me too. Thanks a lot, guys. Yeah,
thanks for listening. Bye. But I think Russell needs to, like, take, like, a year or two off from Survivor and then...
Figure out another game plan.
Yeah, like, let some other villains come along and then...
And make him look like the good guy.
The best thing that happened to Boston Rob
was... Russell?
No. Boston Rob was a bad guy on Survivor 8. He didn't go back until Survivor 20.
Right.
And then when he went back on Survivor 20, most people sort of, like, forgot some of the things that he had done.
Right.
And some of the way that he had screwed people over.
Uh-huh.
So by, you know, 12 seasons later, so if Russell goes back on, say, Survivor 34,
uh-huh.
I think he's money in the bank.
Okay.
So, just kind of hope the show's on that long.
Yeah.
Call from Aaron.
Oh, Aaron. Aaron.
Press 1. To send a voicemail.
Aaron Lobdell.
Hey, Aaron.
Aaron, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Rob and Nicole.
Hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Hello.
Oh,
caller, it's a party!
No, it's us. Turn down your radio.
Oh.
Yes. So, Aaron, how are you doing tonight?
Good. I just wanted to know, I just wanted to let you guys know I love your podcast and make my week.
Oh, thank you very much.
So, I was just talking about, you're talking about returning players. What do you think? Do you think Parvati could come back?
Interesting. Could Parvati come back?
I guess theoretically she can. Will she? I don't think so.
I don't...
No.
Yeah, I don't think so that it's Parvati.
I would love for her to come back, but I don't think that she would.
It's possible that she would.
Uh-huh.
I just don't... It doesn't seem to jump out at me as a season that they would want to do. It's like,
right.
It's like we're bringing back Parvati, and then who would be the other person?
But is it even, you know, someone versus someone, or is it just randoms? Like, they didn't even clarify.
Well, I don't know if it's random.
Yeah.
I don't think that they've got, like, all the names in a hat. And it's like, it's Dan Liu. It's Dan Liu and Twyla are going back.
That's a good season.
I hope Survivor's not getting to that point.
I don't know. It seems so. And I thought I heard they said 16 people. So it's 16 new people and two returning people.
And two returning people.
Or is it 14 new people and two returning?
They said 16 and two new returning people.
Yeah. I wonder if at this hour, do the two people know?
Good question.
I don't know if they must, right?
You would think so.
You would think, yeah.
Somebody says Fair Play and Nayanka.
That would be a good one.
Nayanka and Gandia. Aaron, were you happy for Boston Rob tonight?
Oh, I was so happy. I love Boston Rob.
Yeah, he deserved it.
I feel like it's been a long time coming, because he should have won when Amber won, so I was happy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so.
Are you going to watch his show Around the World in 80 Ways?
Yes.
I'm not sure. I would definitely just watch it just because it's Boston Rob's show. I don't know how good of a show it's going to be, but I just want to watch it.
Yes. Are we podcasting it?
No.
No.
Nope.
We'll see.
Yeah. All right. Well, Aaron, thanks so much for the call.
Thank you so much. I can cross this off my bucket list that I've been on your podcast now.
That's a sad bucket list.
Yeah, it's very sad. Yeah.
Thanks, Aaron.
All right, thanks a lot. Bye.
Bye. All right, take care, guys.
All right, let's see. Let's take another call. This is an unknown phone number. Uh-oh. This could be trouble. Oh, I don't think it worked.
Okay. Rob C versus Sheehan, they're saying in the in the chat room.
Please. No more Sheehan. And Matthew Von Erdfelde says Rob C versus Matthew Von Erdfelde, the rematch.
Ooh.
Ooh, that could be good.
Yeah, Sheehan versus PG.
Yeah. Ooh, Jordan Kalish says Colby versus Loud People at the Movies. Because he wants to watch Treasure Island. He doesn't want people talking during the movie. Yeah. So
that's funny.
We are about an hour into our Survivor Redemption Alley. Survivor Redemption Island live recap. I'm Rob Cesternino here with Nicole Cesternino.
Hello.
Joining you guys on Ustream, and Rob has a website.com. So thanks everybody who's taking some time out after the Survivor finale to join us.
Yes.
And we're taking your phone calls here. That number is up in the, it's 818-659-5837. It's definitely difficult to get through.
But we're doing the best we can to take all of your phone calls.
The circuits are a little overloaded, but yes. Thanks for bearing with us tonight.
Yes.
And we hope that you're enjoying the live stream.
Yeah.
And so what about Philip? Did you buy what Philip was saying about how he had a strategy and it was, you know, everything he did was on purpose?
And that he came in with one strategy, and then once he saw Boston Rob come off the helicopter, he had to change
it. Changed, yes. Right.
I'm not buying it.
You're not buying it?
Are you?
No, not particularly.
Yes. What about you guys? Are you guys buying it?
Yeah. They can't answer you back.
Why?
Well, I guess they can, but I have to wait for them.
In the chat room.
Yeah. I guess.
I think we're frozen, though.
No, I think we're okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, what else we got here?
Yeah. So, with everything that happened tonight, who came off the worst tonight? Because I saw some people that were very upset about how Grant came off, and they said he was bitter.
They said that he was Lex 2.0.
Yes. Did you feel like that was fair?
Somewhat I did.
Oh, really?
I did. You know what? It is a game. It's easy for me to say. I've never played it.
Right.
So, but when you're watching it, you want everybody to get along at the end.
And not for anything. We know that you have been known to hold a grudge or two in the past.
Yes, and you know what? If I was on the show, I'd probably be Lex 3.0.
You would be perhaps the most bitter jury member that had ever been on the show.
There would probably be a lot of F-bombs in my speech at the end.
You would be a very good juror, but you would be extremely bitter, and you would never vote for somebody who screwed you over.
I'd like to say that I would, but I probably wouldn't.
Yeah.
Which is why I can never go on Survivor. One of the reasons.
Yeah. So.
Yes, F-bombs and martinis, that is correct.
Yeah. So, somebody wants to know about, what about Steven versus JT?
That's a good one. What about Steven versus Sierra?
Yeah, Steven wasn't really rivals with Sierra.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah. Tyson versus Sierra, maybe that's something.
Uh-huh.
But I don't know about that. Somebody says Dreams versus Sierra. Did that many people want Sierra on the show?
I guess so.
You guys seem really like you're way into Sierra.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so the phone lines are open.
Yes, start dialing.
I don't know if you guys can get through right now or not.
Sugar versus Randy.
Sugar versus Randy.
Yes.
But you know, Sugar has to go on Celebrity Rehab right now. Yeah. So, yeah, lots of good ones. Tom versus Terry, I see in the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, yeah, lots of good matchups. Is it possible that it could be Russell? Sometimes I say no.
We need a break. We need a break. And it's nothing against him, but it's kind of overload at this point.
Yeah, somebody said Greg Buies versus Shane Powers. That could be a good one. You need people who have a rivalry.
Yes.
If you're going to do a somebody versus somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Or Coach versus Phillip, I feel like makes sense because they're both crazy.
Or what about Boston Rob versus Amber?
Boston Rob versus Amber?
Yes.
I don't know. I don't know about that. What about,
Jerry versus Colby?
Jerry versus Colby?
Yes, there's some good ones.
All good.
Steven versus David Murphy.
Oh.
Now we're talking.
We talked about Steven versus Frank Clark the other day.
Yes.
Yeah. So, all good stuff. I am very interested to know that do the survivors, how they, like, is Matt Elrod, he's considered that he came in fifth this season?
We were talking about that during the show. We were trying to figure out how they were going to figure out the
It seemed
the,
like they
the
were
jury.
Sitting in where they were voted off of Redemption, or lost on Redemption Island.
Well, as they were losing the duel, Jeff would be like, you're the seventh person on the jury, you're the sixth person, and you're the fifth. So, do they get paid that way?
I guess so.
Yeah.
All right, let's try another one of these calls.
Mm-hmm. Call from?
Tim LeMaster.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Hello.
Hey, Rob. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey.
I might get it. I've been... Oh, wow. It's weird hearing myself on here, but...
Yeah, turn down... You don't want to hear yourself. Turn down your radio.
Okay, I took off my headphones.
Good stuff.
I was really disappointed with Natalie's performance in Tribal Council.
Yes.
Because
it was a bit Amanda Kimmel.
The jury was bitter, and she could have taken advantage of it, but instead she stuck up to Rob the entire time.
Yeah, even during the final Tribal Council, she was like, she apologized to Rob in the final Tribal Council.
Yeah.
Come on.
You're supposed to be throwing him underneath the bus right now. You're supposed to turn on him, but no.
She's like, oh, sorry if I was creepy. Yeah, she was creepy. She
was not creepy. Leave her
she
alone.
Was, she looked at Rob the whole time the way Nicole looks at
creepy,
me.
Well, that's not in love and endearing.
Wait, no, it's the opposite of how Nicole looks at me. I'm sorry, Tim. Go ahead.
I just gotta say that my only positive memory of that finale was the fact that Ashley looked great. I disagreed with Whoa. Nicole that I thought she looked a lot better on off the show than she did on the show.
Ashley.
I typically like blonde chicks.
So you didn't like her. So Nicole didn't like that she dyed her hair. Tim did.
Yes.
Well, she was good looking no matter what, but I thought she just looked amazing on there.
Okay, did you have a boner?
David Healy, please, there could be kids watching.
Yeah, if I got, I might have popped a boner, just like David Healy.
Okay, all right,
like
thank
that.
You. All right, Tim, we're going to take another call, okay? Thank you.
All right, thank you, guys.
Bye. I think at the point when the callers have a boner, then I think that's too much information.
It's time to hang up.
Too much information.
Noelle.
Except
okay,
one.
Let's take two.
Sexy man voice.
Your caller just hung up. Press
oh,
one.
Douche.
Noelle.
Oh, there he is.
I'm sorry. I didn't catch that. Press 2 to call.
Oh, we're going to call
Noelle.
Him. No, we don't want to call him back. If he hung up, then we don't.
Call back, Noelle. We want to take your call.
I don't know. I don't think... Did the show come off the tracks?
We just derailed.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Okay. No more boner talk?
Please. yeah.
That's Nicole.
Yeah, that is Nicole.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Tim LeMaster.
Yeah.
So...
I can't keep up with the chat room. They're so
yeah. Just you gotta tune out one or the other.
Okay. Well, I don't want to ignore the people in the chat room. They're devout listeners.
they are loyal.
Yes.
And they're all very Natalie Tenorelli-esque for the most part.
What does that mean?
They're very loyal.
Oh, okay.
Very loyal to Rob.
Yes.
So What about Andrea at the finale? Do you like her better or worse on the island?
I think she looked the same. Actually, you know what? I think she looked really cute on the island.
Yeah. No, the one that I thought looked bad on the off the island was Grant. Look, Grant looked weird.
That
wasn't with his outfit.
I think he looked better.
He looked better?
He cut his hair. He was very, you know, trimmed. I think he looked good.
Yeah, very manscaped?
He was very manscaped.
I did not like his outfit either, with the suspenders.
I think suspenders are very attractive.
Okay. I don't even know who you are anymore. I thought he looked like he walked off the set of Boardwalk Empire.
I love that show.
Yeah. let's see. Right, so
he was a lumberjack.
He was a lumberjack.
Yes.
But he's not returning Boston Rob's text messages.
Yes, because he's Lex.
I guess so. For the record, if Boston Rob was texting me, I would return his text messages.
Yes, you would.
I would.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's just rude.
You don't return all of my text messages.
Well, some of them are very inappropriate.
I cannot deny that.
Do you think that Philip's son was, in fact, proud of Philip the whole season?
I think that his son was embarrassed that his father was prancing around in pink panties.
I don't know. It's hard to say. Because mm-hmm. I feel like,
What if Dennis was walking around in pink panties on television?
I don't know. I bet he was proud of him.
Yeah.
All right.
Call from
Jeremy Simonson.
To accept,
whoa.
Press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Is this Jeremy? Is this Jeremy? Hello?
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 Yes, Jeremy.
This is not Jeremy.
Oh, yes. Oh, sorry. So who is this? Hello, whoever this is, you can go ahead. Nope.
Okay. Nope.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm on a crazy lag here. We're good to go.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, this kind of left me very pleasantly surprised. There's been a lot of talk about this being the worst season of all time and so on, but I think actually the editors kind of redeemed themselves in my head a little bit. Well, okay. Not the editors so much as the casting. I think the final topic council was actually quite good. We got a lot of kind of new interplay among the jury members and among Rob and Philip and Natalie. So I think the characters actually started to show themselves more than they didn't seem the whole season.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying about the characters.
Yes.
I just wish it was, you know, a more competitive final tribal council. Like, from the moment Rob...
I'm with you on that.
Yeah.
From the moment Rob won the final immunity... You really felt like, okay, he may have had this thing locked up. And then as soon as Natalie and Philip opened their mouths at the final trial of the council, you were sure he had the thing locked up. And it was a question of whether he was going to get all 9 votes or not, in my mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. But I think there is something to be said there, too, that there were some players out there. I mean, it's really too bad that Francesca and Christina were out so soon, because I think they actually could have screwed something up. But that's just, you know, Boston Rob recognized them as a threat immediately and got rid of them pretty soon. So, I mean, there's arguments on both sides, I guess. I do think they were subpar cast, but I think there actually were some personalities in there, and it's just too bad we didn't get to see them on the show.
Yeah, Boston Rob doesn't want anybody around there that's going to be stirring up the pot. He wants people that are going to stand pat, and he said, I want loyalty. That's what he wants.
And that's what he got with Natalie.
And that's what he got with Natalie, and that's what we ended up with Natalie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, that's smart, and then he won.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope the editors get a bit of a lesson from this series, because it looks like they're going to be duplicating a lot of it for next time around, but there actually is a lot in there. I mean, when Julie came on your podcast afterwards, she was great. I'm like, where was this person on the show?
Right.
That's right. That's right. Yeah.
I don't think the show needs to depend so much on Rob and on Russell in this case, or on whoever the returning players are next time. There are other people out there, and I hope that this starts to reflect a better balanced editing that they are capable of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks a lot for the call.
Hey, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Bye. All right, let's see if we can go right into another call. Okay. Here we go. Let's go out to the 902.
10.
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail, press...
Hello, are you there?
Hey, Rob.
Hello, who's this?
This is Rob C. Hake.
Wait, this is who?
This is Rob C. Hake.
Oh,
I do hate you.
How's it going, Rob?
This is Lee, right?
This is Lee.
Yes. Lee, why did you call me? You know that I hate you.
I'm just here to fan the flames.
Okay.
Okay.
Fan away.
Fan away. What's your stupid point?
Oh my gosh, Rob,
be nice.
I've called like 53 times now. That's ridiculous.
Oh really?
Well, I thought I blocked your number.
We were screening.
Yes.
Yeah, I was worried there for a second. I'm like, yeah, he really does hate me.
It's true.
It's not a joke. Okay, so
no, it is not.
So go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
So I was actually wondering what you guys think about the future of Survivor winners at this point, because considering Rob won, despite everyone's anticipation that he was going to be subjected to an extremely bitter jury, I'm just wondering what you guys think. Like, maybe this will usher in a new era of Survivor where, you know, good players are not, don't become this automatic GOAT. And, you know, hopefully we'll see maybe fewer bitter juries.
Well,
what do you guys think?
I hear what you're saying, and here's why it's stupid.
You're so yeah.
No, in all seriousness, I think that this jury seemed like they were just as bitter as some of the other juries.
It's just not at
they
Rob.
That Rob was brilliant to bring two people to the end with him, and he said for weeks and weeks, I want to go to the end with Natalie and Philip, because Natalie, no person in their right mind could give her a vote, and
yes.
No person in their right mind could give Philip a vote.
Yes.
Except for Ralph, and I think that goes back to no person in their right mind.
But is this going to set a precedent for...
He was with the two easiest beats
mm-hmm.
of all time. Russell would have won against Natalie Tenney.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Calm down. He would have. Yeah, I don't know.
If Russell was in Samoa with Natalie Tenney and Philip, Russell would have
won. I'm sure he would have been much more abrasive to the rest of them, and, you know, Natalie would have gotten some votes.
I think everyone would have gotten zero votes in that situation.
Well, so Rob did a great job of bringing the right people to the end.
Yes.
And that's
I'll change the question up. Do you think we might see more players try to play a Rob-like game now that we've seen someone actually be successful and maybe more people are going to attempt to be a dominant player as opposed to being sort of an under-the-radar player?
I hope not,
in hopes of being like a...
We're going to have really boring next few seasons if that's the case. Get rid of all the good players because they're a threat.
Well, I think that when there are multiple Robs on a season, that's good. If there were like five people that were trying to play the same game as Rob,
that
makes for an exciting season.
Right.
That's where you have these seasons where there's these big swings in the game and it's exciting.
Right.
The problem is when you have only
one
Rob
yeah.
in the season... And then that's when it becomes like Thailand and where it's just like one person sort of like being like bringing all these sheep along.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right.
So more people playing like Boston Rob, the better.
Yeah.
Yeah. And thanks for the call, Lee.
And he still hates
you. No problem.
Yeah, I still hate you. Okay. If you want your name to be Rob C. Hates Me.
Yeah, you got to live up to it.
Yeah.
But he's a nice guy. Leave him alone.
Okay. Well, sometimes you get what you wish for. All right, let's see if we can take another few calls. Wait, what do you say? Want to do like another 15, 20 minutes of this?
Yeah. Are you guys getting bored of us?
We'll see. We can see if people have left the room. It seems like we're still holding an audience.
Okay, good.
Through the grace of God.
Yes, because God is listening to our podcast.
Yes. All right, so let's take a few more calls.
Okay.
And hear what you guys have to say. On a night, it's Boston Rob's night.
Yes.
And we're just living in it.
We're just here.
We're just here. Boston Rob becomes only the third person to win the $1 million and the Player of the Year. And correct me if I'm wrong. I don't want to be like Jeff Probst saying that Matt Elrod is the first person to get blindsided twice.
Yes.
When it happened to Burton.
Mm-hmm. Yes, he screwed that up.
He screwed that up. But JT and Bob Crowley won both.
Bob Crowley won it.
Yes. Alice and Sarah wants to know, were we invited to the live show? We were.
We were invited.
And we thought this was more important. We thought we were in New York. I see Big Mac 25 wants to know, how did David Murphy's speech compare to Sue Hawk's and others? It was actually the opposite of Sue Hawk's speech. Although
I feel like Julie was more Sue Hawk.
Although, yeah, she looked like Sue Hawk.
Yeah.
Although Sue Hawk kind of was saying, I urge everybody to vote for the snake and not,
but she was attacking,
not the rat.
She was attacking, what's her name?
Natalie.
No, yes, Sue Hawk.
Kelly. Yes. So, you know, it was definitely a different scenario.
Yeah, it was definitely different.
Yeah, and then the Phillips stuff with the jury was weird, too. It was like, if people in the jury were just, like making, like, wisecracks while Phillip was talking.
Has there ever been a, you know, someone sitting in the final two or the final three that was just like, you know what, F you, don't vote for me, I don't care. Like Phillip was. I seem to remember.
It's definitely happened a little bit.
But not to this extent. Like, Phillip was, like, he's kind of
Yeah, I also feel like the jury was, there was a lot of like, okay, this isn't a question, I'm just going to tell you a bunch of
and
stuff.
And I don't want to hear your answer.
I don't want you to talk. Yeah.
Yeah.
People bringing up Courtney, I think that's a good one.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right.
Clay in Thailand, Sugar.
Okay.
So, yeah, all good stuff.
Yeah.
What did you think about the picture of Phillip? When he was in the armed services.
That looked like it was a picture from the future.
Yeah, Phillip looked older when he was younger. and now he looks younger than when he was in the federal agency.
Yes, well, you know, it's a stressful job. It ages you.
I guess so. But it unaged him. He's like Benjamin Button.
Yes.
He looks younger now.
He's totally Benjamin Button.
I think so.
Totally.
Maybe
Brad Pitt.
Maybe that's why he's so wise. So we could take a few more phone calls.
Okay.
We'll probably go a little bit after 12:30 on the East Coast. You guys have to get up and go to work.
Do you guys got to go to work or go to school?
People are saying Shambo. They want to see Shambo again.
Yeah. Oh, and no Reyes the dog. Where is Reyes the dog?
Reyes, it doesn't like podcasting.
As soon as we hit record, she runs away.
No, sometimes she wants to come in when we're in the other room, but we put a barrier up so she can't come in. People also are asking about Boston Rob's perfect game.
Mm-hmm.
And can we say this was officially a perfect game?
Well, Jeff Probst can say it.
Was Boston Rob's perfect game more so than Earl's 9-0 win in Fiji?
I don't think he's talking about the actual numbers of the votes. Just because Earl won 9-0 doesn't mean that he played a perfect game. And I, you know, there are a lot of people that are anti-Earl.
Why are people anti-Earl? He's a nice guy.
He's a nice guy, but there are a lot of people that say that. Obviously, they're crazy in a racist way.
Call from
Justin Herring.
Oh,
okay. Press 1 to send a voicemail.
Is this Justin?
This is Justin Herring.
Hey.
Oh, okay. How you doing?
Good. I would like to come on the podcast today to prove that even if you were died in 1870, you can still appear on a show about Survivor on Rob Has a Podcast.
Like
that. Wait, now, have you died in 1870?
I am Philip Shepard's great-great-grandfather.
Oh! Are you wearing a feather?
Sorry, what was that, Nicole?
Are you wearing a feather?
The reception in the clouds is not very good.
Okay, well, good. I'm glad that we have a chance to talk to Philip's great-great-grandfather.
Yes.
And I'm sorry.
Yes, and I'm glad I was able to put my mark on the game. I had to tell Philip where to find his shorts because those pink panties were really disrespecting my family.
Oh.
I was not proud of that moment.
Well, we thank you for it.
Now, what is your heritage? Are you a Native American?
I am 100% Cherokee Indian.
Cherokee Indian?
Yes.
This is...
I am descended from a long line of Cherokees.
Yes. And what was your occupation as a Cherokee Indian?
I was a special agent.
Oh.
Like my great-great-grandson, Philip Shepard.
Now,
and that picture was actually of me, which is why he looks older.
Oh, it's interesting. Now, most Native Americans, as far as I understand, in addition to people that are in Stealth R Us,
right.
Have unique names.
Uh-huh.
Did you have a special Indian name or Stealth R Us name?
My name was Running Bear.
Running Bear.
That was my official title when I was chief of the Cherokee Indians. However, my family still refers to me by my Americanized name, Justin Perry.
Well, that makes sense.
Okay. And one last question for you. Did they have any forms of reality television in the 1870s?
Yes, they had a show called Top Shot. It was hosted by Colby Donaldson's great-great-grandfather. It wasn't very good.
Like that.
I didn't watch it.
Yeah.
And they had a show called Around the World in 79 Ways without the ostrich.
Without the ostrich. Oh.
You would think that the ostrich would be the one thing they would have in 1870.
Oh, they were riding
up. They had bull rides. They had emu rides, which is very similar to an ostrich, but it is different.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, we're learning a lot on this podcast.
Yes. Well, thank you for calling. I know you must be very busy in the afterlife and the big night for Philip, so thank you for taking the time to give us a call.
But is God watching Survivor?
I'm very proud of the kid that he was in second place, and I hope he gets to play again against Coach.
Oh.
Okay. So a vote for Philip versus Coach.
Yes.
All right. Well, thanks a lot.
I think that'll be a good season.
You're welcome.
Yeah. I wanted Philip to win at the end. I was like, oh, could this possibly happen?
It would never
Philip
happen.
Philip upset? Yeah, that would be pretty good. I was hoping for a couple more Philip votes.
I was hoping for a Natalie vote.
No Natalie votes. She
I
was
like
terrible.
Natalie. No, leave her alone. She's a 19-year-old girl.
Okay, but let's. I'm not taking that away from her that she's a 19-year-old girl. I'm taking away from her that she was a good Survivor player.
She wasn't she's not the worst.
She's not the worst, but if she's on the lower half.
No,
of
she's not.
Lower. Okay, let me ask you guys a question. Natalie Tenorelli, in the 50th percentile of Survivor players, would she be in your top 170 Survivor players or in the lower second tile? So let's
see what you guys have to say.
No. Hell no. Lower. Okay. So I think it's about, I don't know, maybe 75, 25
yeah.
people that say that she would not be in the top half
okay.
of Survivor players. All right. So let's
call get... from
Zach Morris.
Again.
Zach Morris. Okay. Here we go. Zach Morris, are you there?
I am here.
Zach, were you able to connect via your giant cell phone?
I can't connect. I was watching and I switched over to call. I got a question for you.
Go for it.
Not that I think the game is rigged, but did it feel kind of like this season the producers got together in a little room and were like, how far can we make Rob win for sure?
At what point, what do you think that they changed or rigged to make Rob win? Short of Rob coming back on the show and going on the team that he went on, what is it that you felt like might have been shady?
Well, I felt like, first of all, not that I'm a huge Russell fan, I felt like he got stuck with a bunch of people who had really strong and good moral character who they knew would not judge Russell and not like him and get him out before the merge.
Yeah,
I thought that Russell or David were the only ones that could pull a move on Rob and make it stick.
But they did pull out of a bag. It was random.
Now,
supposedly.
Who pulled the thing out first? Was it Rob or Russell?
I don't remember.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Who pulled the bandana out of the hat first? Was that Rob or was that Russell?
I think Rob.
So you're saying that they have to let Boston Rob know which one to pick and say, like, hey, Rob, there's one tribe that'll be really good for you. The other tribe is really bad for you. Pick the one that's in the left side.
Yeah, I think that's a little far-fetched.
Yeah, I don't think I'm buying that.
All right, in second, do you think this win pushes Rob over the top as the best survivor ever over Parvati?
Nicole?
No, to me, Parvati is the best survivor.
I think it's...
took her three tries to win. Actually, two.
Yeah, she won on her second time out.
Right.
I think it's really neck and neck, and I think it really would depend on the season. I feel like, Rob gets the edge, because it's his night, but, I don't know, in a couple months, or a season later, maybe I might change my opinion.
I don't know. I still, I not to take anything away from Rob, but I think Parvati is the best.
Okay.
Okay, I sort of agree with you there. And is there any chance you'll go back on the show, Rob?
You know what? If
he's pregnant.
yeah, and I'm pregnant. I mean, I would never say never, but I don't know. I mean, it depends on how many more seasons the show goes.
And who's going to podcast with me?
And it probably would be, in fact, the end of this podcast. Because
yes.
They do these seasons two at a time, and they would probably say you're not allowed to podcast about Survivor. Maybe I'd be allowed to podcast about other things.
Would I be allowed to podcast?
I guess so.
Yeah.
But
me
I don't
and Frank
know.
Clark.
Yeah, Nicole and Frank Clark, the podcast. And I do like the podcast.
Yes.
Yeah. All right, well, thanks so much for the call, Zach.
Jake would podcast
all
with right. me.
Time out for Zach Morris. He has to go to the max.
Yes.
All right, let's try this one. All right, I don't think that works.
Right. I think you hung up on a bunch of people.
I didn't hang up on them.
Yes. Someone says, Rob, take off your shirt.
Yeah,
you're a virgin.
We'll probably do that. okay, let's
call
try
from Ryan.
Ryan.
Set,
press one.
Is this Ryan Popola? Hello, are you there, Ryan?
This is Ryan Weiss.
Oh, Ryan Weiss.
Weiss. Even better.
How you doing, buddy?
This is Ryan Weiss.
Oh, turn down your radio. We're hearing some feedback. Or mute you.
Okay, basically what I'm here for is just to say this, that I think Jeff Probst is a giant loser.
Oh!
Okay, well, why do you think
why is Jeff Probst a giant loser?
Because this whole season, he has done crap to the fans, okay? He doesn't give it, he skips, like, five or six people on the reunion. And he even asked on Twitter, like, do you guys like the Redemption Island concept? And
nobody likes
it. And so they're bringing, and everyone said no. And what, he's bringing it back now? That's so stupid. No one likes it. No one likes it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it needs to be reviewed a little bit.
Yeah, I guess the question for me is, why does production like it so much?
It seems more expensive, right? They got to pay them more because they're there longer.
I guess so. I mean, but maybe in some way, is it like, do they feel like it helps the show because it like takes a beat out of the show? It's like less of a show that they have to make? I don't know.
Who knows?
They love Redemption Island.
Yes.
So I don't know. And it had no impact on the game whatsoever. Both times somebody came back from Redemption Island. For all of the time we spent on the show, we probably spent like 3 hours of showtime on Redemption Island stuff this season.
Yes.
And it was all, both times they came back, they got voted out right away.
Matt in, Matt out. Andrea in, Andrea out.
So I don't know why Redemption Island is working. Yeah,
I just think it's the worst concept ever. It's worse than the Outcast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty bad.
Yeah.
The Outcast is pretty bad.
Well, Ryan, thanks for the call tonight.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Okay, I love you.
Oh, we love
you.
Light tap.
Nice.
Oh, nice guy.
Yeah. Hopefully there was no David Healy action going on. Oh, my God. Maybe you don't know who he's talking about, me or you.
Oh, I think it was you.
Maybe. Now, Nicole has like been slowly moving, subliminally moving closer to me the entire show.
Ooh.
Like, I think you started the show, you were over here, and you just slowly...
I'm sorry, I forgot the rules. Arm's length.
Arm's length. That's right. I set up a nice shot, and now it turned into that you're just like sitting next to me on the couch.
I'm trying to read the
And that's
the
for after the podcast.
That is not for after the podcast.
Okay, here we go. Let's try another call.
Call from
Jonathan.
Jonathan.
Accept, press 1. Send a voice.
Jonathan, are you there?
I'm here. Oh my God, I've been calling in for like hours.
Literally.
Oh.
Yes. Jonathan, how you doing?
I'm good. I called you guys earlier, and here I am again.
Yes, of course. So Jonathan, from when we talked a few hours ago during our show test, how did your Survivor viewing experience go?
I mean, outside of it being very formulaic, like the entire season, I thought it was good.
Yeah, it was good, just no twists. It's pretty straightforward.
We knew it was going to happen from the beginning.
Yeah, I guess it's like going to see Fast Five. You kind of know going in exactly the way it was going to plan out. No big twists. No, like, you know, people turning on each other or anything like that. It's just...
How would you know? You didn't see the movie.
I don't have to. I heard Adam Carolla and Bill Simmons talk about it.
Okay.
I mean, definitely. And I'm curious, did you guys, like, look at Phil's body language during the finale? He looked like he was just hating life. It was really strange to me.
Well, Jeff said something like Jeff, you know, Philip, I can't really read your, you know, I'm not a special. That's who he said that to, right? Or he said it to Grant.
I think he said it to Grant.
Yeah. But, no, he said, Philip, are you enjoying this? Like, I can't read, what are you thinking right now?
But he did mention the body language with Grant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if we know the real Philip yet. Maybe we'll get to see it on Philip versus Coach.
Survivor 26.
God, I hope not.
Yeah.
I also thought it was interesting that the only piece of advice that Natalie didn't pay attention to from Rob was when Rob was telling her to, like, really own her game, and she totally was just apologetic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that, I think Rob might have given her some bad advice to tell the jury, kiss my ass.
That was definitely very calculated on Rob's part.
Yeah, that was a good thing. Like, yes. It's like... He's like, hey, I found this girl that does whatever I tell her to. Like, he's just like, Natalie, the key to winning the jury is call everybody names, tell them
call
shut
everybody
the fuck
douchebags.
Up.
You dropped the F-bomb.
No, Boston Rob did. It's after midnight on the East Coast.
Oh, okay.
All right, well, Jonathan, thanks for sticking with us the whole night.
No problem. One more thing. Do you think you are a better player than Boston Rob?
That is a good question. I think that there are certain games where if you were to have a computer simulation and me and Boston Rob were out there and you played 10,000 times, that there would be sometimes I would get further and win the game. There would be sometimes that Boston Rob would get further and win the game. But ultimately, what Boston Rob has over me is that he is more physically dominant in the challenges. I think we play a different game, and I'm not going to say which one is better or worse, but he would beat me more often than not in the challenges and thus would be a more complete Survivor player than I am.
But I think you've been played more in Akinator than Boston Rob.
Aha! No, I don't know about that. I think we'd have to get a comparison. Yeah.
All right, they only suck any kneecaps, but you guys did a great job.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to suck your kneecap.
Whoa, all right, Nicole, all right.
I said it's awesome.
Yeah. all right, I think...
That's a podcast.
That's the game of the episode. Let's take two more calls.
Okay.
And then let's call this a night.
Okay. Do we have any calls?
Not at the second.
Okay, what are they saying in the chat room?
Okay.
Anything good?
People are saying, take it easy, Nicole.
Yeah. I hear that all day.
Yeah. I think what happens is that it seems like the calls come in bunches.
Yeah.
Like, it's like too many people call, Skype gets overloaded,
and then they stop.
Freaks out,
yeah.
And then it gets better, and then all the calls come on at once.
My last sip of my martini. This is very sad.
Yeah. Could the next season be Nicole versus Carolina?
That's a good one.
Why don't you get your phone? Why don't you show some of your Carolina pictures?
No.
No? Too inappropriate?
No.
For once... We have video. We could show what we're talking about.
No, because every time I look at those pictures, it freaks me out because I don't remember taking them.
Yeah.
You can imagine the initial shock when I went through my phone. I was like, what is this?
Yeah. This is your chance to tell the story.
Yeah. You got to turn it.
Okay. So just to set up the stage for the rest of the week. Tomorrow, we are going to speak with survivors from the show. I don't know.
We're not sure who.
We don't know who.
And in what order.
Just yet. Is my phone over here? I was going to see maybe if I got any, if I had any news about that yet that I might might be able to announce.
Okay.
If I had anything, but.
But there's eight people we were supposed to talk to.
Yeah, there are eight people, so I don't have.
And we have two phone calls.
Yes. So we'll see, and we'll see, maybe there might be some more updates throughout the week. And like I said on the last, I don't have an update yet.
Okay.
And like I said on the last podcast, if we don't get to talk to Boston Rob tomorrow, I will do my damnedest to track him down over the summer.
We will get him.
Yes.
We will.
Let's take a call.
Call from Laura.
Laura!
Press 1. To send a voicemail, press 2.
Yeah. All right, let's...
To accept, press 1. To send a voicemail,
press 2. People are complaining about the traffic. We forgot to close the sliding door.
All right, well...
All right, here we go. Laura, are you there?
Yeah, Laura. I got through.
Yes, Laura, how are you doing?
I'm doing well. You guys actually just froze on my computer, so no echoing.
Oh, well, that's good. Okay. That's a bonus.
Yeah, hopefully it was just your computer and not everybody.
Hopefully, because yeah. I'm excited to speak to you. I've been following you on Twitter.
Oh,
I followed me back.
Yeah, well, thank you.
We're happy to speak to another female.
Yeah, the least I could do. Wait, this isn't...
I know, and fine. Wait, what was that?
This
Sorry.
Isn't Laura from Survivor Samoa, is it?
No, I wish. I actually messaged you on Twitter. You're going to have to help me get cast someday.
Okay.
I'm going to bring it for Boston again.
you're from Boston?
Yeah, Boston, Laura.
Yes, I'm another Boston girl, and so, obviously, Boston Rob fan. I mean... He was on Survivor 4. I was in, the sixth grade growing up watching him on Survivor.
Like Natalie Tenorelli?
Me too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I loved him. Great, great job by him. I just wish other people on the season were more exciting.
Yeah.
I think really only the people... I thought Andrea could have had a chance against him.
Yeah.
Or Mike... But other than that, there really wasn't anyone that could have been in the final three with him that had a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah, agreed, definitely.
That you're preaching to the choir.
Yes, and I also was just curious, have you been following Shannon from last season on Twitter?
Survivor Shannon. What is he saying?
He is very bitter.
Oh, no.
Very bitter.
Well, Laura, you don't want to piss him off.
Yeah, you don't want to make him mad.
he already got into a Twitter feud with me.
Oh, no.
So he's picking on just a 20-year-old from Boston that he's never met.
But I'm going to go on
Survivor someday, and I will make it past being voted out second. And I will not question if anyone on the...
All right, well, don't fan the flames here, Laura. Please. All right. Well, Laura, thanks so much for the call, okay?
It was amazing talking to you.
Thank you,
Laura.
Great to talk to you, too.
Hilarious on Survivor.
Thank you.
I will keep following you on Twitter, and I always look forward to your blog every week.
Yeah, thanks, Laura. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right.
Have fun. Make sure to listen to your drinks. They look yummy.
Oh, they are
Take care. All right, let's see. Let's try. You want to take one or two more quick ones?
Yeah, let's do one more.
Okay. Let's see what this one is.
Call from
Emily.
Okay.
Press 1.
Let's give Emily a shot. Emily, are you there?
Hi.
Emily,
Hi, Emily,
how are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
We're
Thanks so
really
much
good.
For listening.
What?
Thank you for watching the show.
Oh, yeah, sure. So I have a question for you guys.
Yes, what is it?
What advice would you give to someone who aspires to be on Survivor?
Well, what I always say is, you make a tape. And what you want to do is try to showcase your personality as good as possible on your tape and make sure that you show them in your personality. Show them what your personality is more so than tell them about it. And I think a great one to look at is Bob Dog's tape. You can find it on YouTube. I think that's a great way to sort of showcase your personality. And just it's all about how you market yourself to the producers.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, no problem. All right, let me take one more quick one before we get going tonight. All right, I know he's
call
been...
from
Brian Popola.
Oh, Popola.
Yeah, this is another good friend of ours that we've had him on the podcast before. Ryan Popola, are you finally there?
Rob, it's Popola. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. I know you've been calling nonstop tonight, and I'm happy to get you on, finally.
this is maybe the biggest moment of my life, Sands, Rob,
you
Mariana,
say that
winning
every
survivor.
Time. You,
can you hear me?
Yes, we
oh,
can
yeah.
hear you. Yes, you've been on before. Okay. This quick, we're losing viewers.
I,
what do you have to say?
Rob, it
yes.
is a great night. To...
It was great night?
Great day to be great. Just, so, I'm speaking right now.
Are you okay? You seem chucked up.
He's drunk.
Are you
yeah,
alright?
I'm hearing a lot of echoing. I'm having trouble.
Yeah. No, I can hear you. Turn
okay.
down your radio.
It's everything's off. I don't know what's going on. This is a cataclysmic event at the moment.
Alright, just go. What do you have to say?
Alright, so, me and you have been friends for a while, and I've kept two things under wraps. You don't want to really talk about Survivor with you, because, you know, we're buddies. You hear about it all the time. The second thing is, I've been keeping my Probstian-like man crush on Rob under, you know, on the DL. But, you know, that's all done with tonight. This was huge. This was huge.
Yes.
On a serious note, though, it was, I mean, take away the four times, take away everything else. I mean, just as a character study, like Fishback said on Thursday, this was, if you even have any remote connection to the guy, whether it's love or hate, I think you had to be invested tonight, right? I mean, on some level, you had to be invested.
You had to be.
We were invested. We watched 14 yeah. episodes of nonstop, Rob. We were invested.
Yeah. Obviously I'm a fan, but, it was just, I thought it was an excellently crafted episode. Philip really let me down at Final Tribal, besides the point.
Yeah.
But for my money, it's one of the better, in terms of just, of an overall character arc, I mean,
yeah,
it was
you're losing the chat room, I have to say. I'm reading that you're losing the chat room, and they're killing you. They're like, you're like Natalie Tenorelli, and they're like the
Natalie
jury
alone.
Right now. They're saying...
the echo killed me at the beginning. Usually I'm awesome.
Usually you are, yes. That's true.
But, that was all. But, so I apologize to the chat room because those are fine folks. I thought it was an average at best season overall, if I'm taking the emotion out of it. But I just thought it was a great episode.
Okay.
I mean, just top-notch stuff all around.
Well, I'm happy if you're happy, Ryan. I'm glad Boston
yeah.
Rob got a win for you tonight.
Absolutely. And I apologize to the 433 viewers.
Yes.
I now feel terrible.
And as a Cleveland sports fan, you deserved a win tonight.
I needed something. You know, I needed one in my lifetime.
Yeah.
So this is huge.
All right. Well, take care, everybody.
Likewise, Rob.
Right,
Nicole, great job tonight.
Oh,
you've been carrying
thank
us.
You.
All right. Well, let's go out on a high note. Let's try one more. Let's try one more call.
Okay,
last call
one.
Of the night, unless it's a bust.
Call from
John Mahoney.
John Mahoney. Okay.
Press one.
Here we go. John, are you there?
Yeah. How's it going, Rob?
Oh, it's going really good. How are you doing?
Oh, great. I just finished watching Survivor, and I've been calling in all night, and I'm stoked to be your last caller.
Yes.
Oh, very good.
Well, very, very happy that you got through. What did you want to talk about?
I got a couple points here. First off, you know, how general and broad did you think that quote-unquote South Pacific was for the title of next season?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Sometimes you run out of words to call a place. There's not really a thesaurus of places. How many different words?
But, I mean,
Samoa.
There's a million islands down there. Couldn't they have just picked one that was nearby and at least titled it that, you know?
Couldn't
yeah.
they have made up
it's
a
like
name?
Saying I'm from the Northeast.
Yeah, well, it's like after, like I said, after you did like Survivor Boston, and then Survivor New England, and then
yes.
you call it Survivor Northeast. So it's really just different words for the same place for Samoa.
I also disagree with you on one point that you made earlier.
Oh,
how dare you!
And that I don't think that two people returning need to be rivals.
Okay.
And I say that because they're probably going to be on two different tribes. And if they're set up to be rivals, they're just going to fizzle like they did with Robin Russell this season.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think you just bring back two memorable players that people will like regardless. And that way, whether they are a hit or a bust, they'll still have their legacies and the rivalry doesn't need to die like it did with Robin Russell this season.
Okay.
That's fair enough.
that's a good point. And who do you want to see be the two people?
Going on a limb, preferably people from older seasons, you know, 15 previous. I'd love to see Todd and Yule. I know it would never happen, but...
Yeah.
I agree with Todd.
One more quick note. What'd you think of No Fallen Comrades tonight?
Yeah,
that was when I told Nicole I wanted to... Nicole asked me, when do you want to eat dinner? And I said, when they do Fallen Comrades, when they go over and talk about everybody that was on the show previously.
So we starved.
Yeah.
No dinner tonight.
Yeah, it was no dinner. They went right from Philip burning his underwear to Final Tribal Council.
And they didn't burn the camp.
They didn't burn the camp. They just And they didn't even burn Philip's underwear. There was no fire.
He threw it into a pretend fire.
Yeah, there was no fire. He just threw it in a pit.
Yeah.
Those underwear belong in the Smithsonian, not in a fire.
Definitely Survivor Hall of Fame, anyway.
Yes.
All right. Maybe not Philip, but
and
it's under
a lot of bleach.
Well, John, thanks so much for the call tonight.
You're welcome. Is this being recorded?
Yes, it is recorded, and barring a technical meltdown, this should be posted tomorrow. We'll also do. I'll put up the audio as a podcast as well.
All right, fantastic, Rob. It was great talking to you, man.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot, John.
Later, buddy.
All right, take care.
Bye.
All right, Nicole, okay. There you have it.
There you have it.
That was John Mahoney.
Oh, that's the last time for the season. There you have it.
There you have it. Until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. I forgot. Yeah.
Okay, so we're going to talk with some survivors tomorrow.
Yes.
We don't know who just yet. I have another treat for you guys. On Wednesday, I am going to check in with Dalton Ross.
Oh, very nice.
And a podcast with Dalton Ross. No, I said...
No more!
turn that off. So we're going to do a podcast with Dalton Ross on Wednesday of this week.
Oh, that'd be good.
Check in with Dalton Ross about what he thought about this season.
I'm sure he has a lot to
Where say. Does the Rob winning, does that affect his ranking of the top 22
seasons?
Does he move
seasons? Up? Move Russell up, move down.
Move it down. No, he doesn't rank the survivors. He ranks the seasons.
Oh, that's Gordon.
Yes, and the Hall of Fame is once you're in, you're in. It's not, there's no order. I think
you should be able to move up and down.
Well, that's not how a Hall of Fame works.
Well, in my mind, it does.
Okay, in the Nicole Hall of Fame, and
that's what counts.
Yes, and maybe a few other podcasts along the way.
Yes, we have
and
a lot to say.
Look, and just because Survivor is over. Doesn't mean we're not going to stop podcasting. We got a lot of shows. If you like listening to us, I think it doesn't mean you're not going to hear from us until September.
And if you like seeing us, we can do some of these a little more often.
Yeah. And we're open to doing some other shows if you guys can come up with some show ideas.
Yes.
All right. So I'm exhausted, Nicole.
I need another drink.
It's almost 10 o'clock. I should be in bed.
My old man needs to go to bed.
All right. So thanks, everybody, for watching. You guys were great today. And thanks so much. And we'll gotta wake up early and talk to survivors.
Got nothing for you.
All right. Take care, everybody.
Bye, guys.
Bye.